John Hughes' love affair with Smith Lake started pretty innocently. He and his wife, Margo, were living near the beach in South Florida, but they wanted a place on a mountain lake. They bought some land in the Alabama foothills.
We bought us a trailer to start with, and I made her keep coming back. Every 4 or 5 days we'd get back home, and then I'd say, let's go back. And she says, if you're going to do that to me, I'm going to buy a house. So that's how it started.
And then every time I went around this lake, I kept finding something I liked better. I just kept moving him. As long as he had his fish and a dock, he was happy.
The house they're in now sits high on a rock ledge overlooking a boathouse filled with toys.
This to me is getting away from the HB, which I call a hustle and bustle, because we have a two-slip boat dock with a 24-foot Voyager and a jet ski. And
this is the Hughes' seventh house on Smith Lake in just 3 years. They have got the second home fever and bad, partly because of the profits they're making. They bought their last home for just over $300,000. They painted it and added garage doors. They weren't planning on selling it, but a realtor called saying someone was interested. They showed the house and 1 hour later had a contract for $379,000.
Well, we were in the last house probably 4 months, and we were in the house before that probably 3 months, so it flips pretty fast.
It's that promise of profit that's laid the foundation for a boom in second home sales, says University of Alabama real estate expert Leonard Zampano.
After the bubble burst in the stock market some years ago, investors who got burned decided they were looking for safer alternatives and maybe higher yields than they could get on standard CDs and other types of fixed interest accounts, and real estate looked to be a market that offered maybe better returns and less risk.
There were 2.82 million second home sales in 2004, up 16% from 2.42 million the previous year. And Zampano expects that number to keep climbing, thanks to historically low interest rates and a shift in demographics.
There is a huge blip in the population, and that's the baby boom generation. And each year, more of them become empty nesters. These folks, their kids are getting out of college. They've been spending $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year in tuition and related expenses. They're probably at or very close to their peak earning years, and they're looking for a place to put that money.
What they're finding is real estate. But there are several things a would-be second home buyer must consider, starting with lifestyle. If you've got small kids, a weekend home at the lake may sound like heaven. But once the kids are older, well, let's face it, they probably want to spend more time with their friends than family. If you're buying a second home that will eventually become your retirement place, consider whether you'll really want to be out in the boondocks in your golden years. Money is another major issue. Financing a second home is often tougher than buying the first because lenders consider it a bigger risk. They may charge as much as 2 points more in interest than for a primary home, and they may require a larger down payment, says Alabama realtor Phyllis Holcomb.
If this is a second home you're buying and you can't afford to put 20% down, then I would say not to do it. I would not recommend you do it.
But for many people, especially boomers with homes that have seen marked appreciation, real estate begets real estate. It's possible to take out a home equity loan on house number one to help finance house number two. Home equity loans usually boast a lower interest rate, and some lenders will loan you up to 125% of the appraised value. There are other costs that vary with how the second home is used. Homeowners' insurance premiums are often higher on second homes because the chance of break-ins is greater. If the second home is used as a rental, insurance can jump as much as 20%, and you might have to hire a management company to handle the day-to-day issues. There are also tax implications. It's possible to claim a mortgage interest deduction for a vacation home, but if it's rented out more than 2 weeks a year, that deduction will likely be lost, and taxes must be paid on the rental income. None of this dissuades Luke and Jean Story. They've been up to Smith Lake on several weekends looking for properties.
The lake is absolutely beautiful. The water's clear. The views are just unmatched. Love every bit of it. And some of the things that we looked at 2 weeks ago are already sold, so it's sort of putting the pressure on us to take some action real quick.
I'm just anxious to get up here. That's all I can say.
I'm Tanya Ott.